I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. 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 Have your way in me. In me, in me, in me, in me, in me, I'll say yes. I'll say yes. I'll say is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. With excitedness in our hearts, a hunger in our souls, we say yes to your will and we say yes to your way, God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor and adore you. We lift up your holy name, for you are a righteous God. You are a magnificent God. There is no one that's like you, God, and so we say yes to your will and yes to your way. We surrender to you right now, God, and we give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. We give you all the praise, for you are a wonderful God, a magnificent God, a wonderful Savior, a mighty God. There's no one like you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And so we begin our morning off with praises towards you. Thank you for another day that you have made. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh God, we won't go a day, oh God, without magnifying your name. We won't let the day go by without lifting you up, oh God, and telling you that we love you. We won't let the day go by without offering unto you a sacrifice of praise. And you say, seek me early while you may yet be found. And so before we begin our day, before we get into the hustle and bustle of the day, oh God, before we find ourselves distracted or discouraged, oh God, before we get weapons forming up against us, Lord, we are determined this morning, God, to seek your face, to get into your presence, to let your glory abide with us, and to invite your glory, God, to overshadow us, Lord. We need you, Lord, today. We need your glory, God. Before we take any step forward, God, before we take one more step, God, we need your glory. We can't make without your glory. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. Move by your power right now, God. Move by your might right now, God. Move by your spirit and fall afresh on our hearts, fall afresh on our minds, and fall afresh on our souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're hungry for you, God. Oh, like that deer that pants after the water brook, so does our soul, even the more. It pants after you, God. It longs for more of you. It longs for your presence, God. It longs for your glory, God. So let your glory, God, be revealed upon us and in the lives of your people. We need you, God, today. We need you. We can't make it without you, God. Oh, God, my soul will say yes, Lord. My will say yes, Lord. Oh, God, my mind will say yes, Lord. My lips, God, they will proclaim yes, Lord. Yes to your will right now, God. Yes to your way even now, God. Yes, we shall obey, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say yes, Lord. We surrender all to you, God. We surrender all because all to you we owe. And so when we say yes, God, we surrender, we put our hands up, and we give ourselves away to you, our hearts and our minds, our souls, our thoughts, our ways, oh God, our actions, Lord. We surrender to you. We say yes to your will even now, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul says yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way. I'm stuck on the yes, Lord, because when I say that I need you, God, I must understand that I can't make it on my own. I have to tell my flesh that you can't do things that you think that you want to do, but I have to put the flesh under subjection. And when I say yes to your your will, God. I'm putting the flesh under subjection, and I'm telling you, God, that you can have the glory, and you can have your way in my life, Lord. In my home, you can have your way. On my job, Lord, you can have your way. In my actions, Lord, you can have your way. In my relationships, Lord, you can have your way, God. In my marriage, Lord, you can have your way, God. In my finances, you can have your way. When I say yes, Lord, I surrender all, not just those things that I want to surrender, Lord, but I surrender everything. And so I cast all of my cares upon you, Lord, because you care. You can handle those things, and I don't have to fight. I don't have to war, God. I don't have to go into the battle on my own, God, but you will fight for me. And all I have to do is magnify you and glorify you and bless you with the fruit of my lips, God, and to offer myself as a living sacrifice. Lord, you will fight for me. I don't have to try to fight on my own. For my weapons are not carnal. My weapons and my warfare, they're not carnal, God. I can't go, oh God, with my words, oh God, those things that the world use. I can't go, God, in battles, God, with profanity and with foolishness, Lord. I can't go into battles, Lord, with a bad attitude, oh God, or with my fist, Lord. But I can go into wartime by offering you up some praises, God. Yes, it doesn't make sense to the flesh, Lord. Yes, it does not make sense to this world, Lord. But when I begin to magnify you, and when I begin to glorify you, and when I submit to your will, and yes to your will, God, and I say yes to your word, then you will fight my battle, God, because you, the battle is not mine, Lord, but the battle belongs to you. So no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, because you will fight for me, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord, because it doesn't matter where I find myself at, Lord. You're willing to fight for me. There's no place I can go that I can hide from you. So there's no place that the world tries to come up against me, that you are not there. You will fight for me. That's all I have to do is open up my mouth and begin to magnify and begin to glorify the God of my salvation, to let you know that you alone are God, to let you know that you alone are King. God, I know that you already know who you are. Oh, God, but you are a jealous God. You said in your word that you don't want us to put any other gods before you, not put our children, not put our family, not put our relationships, God, with our spouse, not put our jobs, not put the desires of this world and the desires of our flesh, Lord. You don't want anything to get in between us and me. You don't want any of those things to get your glory. So you said in your word, what shall separate me from the love of God? You said nothing. Man, all these things, we are more than conquerors. So everything that we may attempt, oh God, to put before you, you have given us the ability and you've given us the strength, God, to say not so. My God is awesome. My God is the King. My God is the Lord. You've given us the ability to choose you. And so as Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. And so I choose to serve the God that has my best interest at heart. I choose to serve the one and to say yes to the one that knows the way that I should take, that knows the way that I should go. I choose to serve the one who sits high and who looks low. I choose to serve the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I choose to serve the one who has breathed into me the breath of life and have allowed me to see another day. God, I choose to serve you and to worship and adore you, Almighty God. And so I magnify you today. Oh, God, I glorify you today for another day that you have made. Lord, I sought you this morning. I asked, Lord, what can I sing? Because often in the morning times, only a couple of songs come into my head, oh, God, to magnify you. Oh, God, but I thank you, Lord, today that you put that song into my heart that I need you, Lord, that I can't make it without you, that I can't do anything without you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Jesus. Glory to your wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, God, I seek you and I choose you and I magnify your name today. My soul says yes. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Yes, I shall obey, for you are a mighty God. Excuse me. You are a mighty God.
Oh, my sinuses are acting up a little bit because I'm trying to move around equipment here at the church. But I thank you, God, because you're still worthy to be praised. Oh, God, you're still worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. And when we offer unto you a sacrifice, even when our flesh is, oh God, put under subjection. Oh, God, even when our flesh is raging. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, even when we may be sick, oh, God, or torn down, or weighted down, God, you're still worthy. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. I magnify you, Lord. You're worthy, God. Wonderful, God. Wonderful Savior, wonderful King, wonderful Lord, and we bless your name this day. And we thank you for this brand new day, God, that you have made. Let us rejoice. We rejoice and we're glad in it because you have blessed us to be able to see this brand new day. What a magnificent God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder the seraphims cry out, holy, holy, holy. Glory to your wonderful name. Glory, glory, glory. No wonder the seraphims, God, they will do anything else but cry out, holy, holy, holy. For God, you are Lord God Almighty, God, magnificent God, wonderful Savior, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are our Savior. You are God, and you alone are the ruler of the world. You sit high. You look low. You're Alpha, you're Omega. You know our ending from our beginning. And every day, God, that we find ourselves seeking your face, God, we make the right decision. Even if we find ourselves seeking you later in the day, oh, God, we wasted a part of the day, Lord. But David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And so he had a mindset, God, that he wanted to bless you at all times. Even if it's late, God, don't allow our flesh to tell us that it's too late, that we done went through the day or we done did a whole bunch of stuff before we magnify you. Oh, God, but when you stir up in our hearts and when you stir up in our minds, God, give us to make a joyful noise unto you, Lord, to shout aloud with the voice of triumph, to lift up the name of Jesus and to shout it everywhere we go. God, stir up in us the more, God, to offer unto you praise that you're so worthy, oh God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, oh God, today. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be magnified. God, you're worthy, Lord. And so we bless you, Lord, this morning. I got a praise on the inside that I cannot keep to myself. But I magnify you and I glorify you. And I honor you, oh God, this day. For this brand new day that you made, that you've allowed for us to be able to see. A day of victory, a day of overcoming, a day to be in your glory. Another day, God, that we can see your magnificent, wonder-working power, Lord, in our lives. Another day, God, that you can, oh, God, that we can look back and say that God has kept me. God, another day, oh, God, that you have made, that you have sustained me, that you have made a way. Another day, God, and I'm speaking those things that are not as though they were. Another day, God, that, oh, God, we ask and we receive, oh, God. Another day, as we seek you, God, we find you. And another day, Lord, that as we knock on the doors, you open up the doors. It's another day, oh God, that we can make history, God, to see your glory and to see your presence and to see your power, Lord, manifested in our lives and manifested in our environments, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's another opportunity, God, to breathe in your glory, God, and to offer unto you our best fruit, God, our bodies as a living sacrifice. It's another day, God, that we can say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. It's another day, God, that we can offer you our worship, offer you our adoration. Another day, God, that we can walk by faith and not by sight. Another day, God, that we can be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Another day, God, that we can do the impossible, God, see the invisible, God. It's another day. And so you're worthy, God, because you are the author and the finisher of this day. You're in control. You the one know the plans that you have for us. Plans to give us hope in a future. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are the one, oh, God, who's in control. You are the one that sits high and looks low. You are the one, God, who controls time. Time doesn't control you. Life doesn't control you. We're restricted by time. But I think your word says a day is like 1,000 to you. And so, God, you don't fret time, that you are the beginning of time and you are the end of time.
And so we bless your name this morning. And we offer you our sacrifice. We seek your face this morning. We surrender to you, God. Come the more and have your way in us even now. We can't make it without you. That's why we say we need you. Oh, Lord, we need you. Every minute, every hour, we need you. Precious Lord, God, come and take my hand and lead me on and guide me through. Oh, God, and take me through, God, and walk me through, Lord. Even though I may come and find myself in the valleys of the shadow of death, Lord, the enemy is lifting up a standard or coming against me like a flood, Lord. But no matter what the enemy tries to throw my way, I know that you're with me. And that as I walk by faith and not by sight, I know that you will take my hand. Oh, God, and I know that you'll lead me on, lead me through, guide me through, and grant me victory, Lord, on this day. Give us, God, to praise you and give us to pray. For you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. And when we pray, God, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our heart, Lord. Before we make any type of petition, Lord, we come to get your attention. And we come to adore you and to magnify you, to come to glorify you and come to lift up your holy and your righteous name. When we come, we must come with the anticipation that you hear us. There's no point in praying, God, if we don't have belief that you will hear us, and not only hear us, but that you will come to our rescue and grant us our pleas. There's no reason to come to pray if we're praying in doubt or not praying with expectation, Lord. And so as we come before your presence this morning, we come with great expectation, God, that you're going to answer our prayers, that you're going to come to our rescue, that you're going to open up the door, that you're going to make the way out of no way, God, that you're going to bless, that you're going to heal, that you're going to open up the door, God, that you're going to provide the financial breakthrough, God, that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only just the financial breakthrough, Lord, but I believe that as we pray, Lord, we draw nearer to thee every single time that we come together in corporate worship and in corporate prayer, God. We strengthen one another, God, because we come together believing in the power of prayer. God, we know that you are still a prayer answering Savior, that there's nothing too hard for you, that there's nothing too tall for you, that there's nothing too big for you, that there's nothing that can overtake you. We believe, oh God, today that you are God and you are God alone. And since you reign and sit on the throne, Lord, you are in control. You taught us in your word that we should pray and not faint. And then Jesus gave us the parable of the widow woman who kept going to the unjust judge over and over again, making petitions. And after a while, Lord, he finally relented because he began to become tired. He became tired of her constant request, her fervent request, her continued request. God, even if you don't answer, Lord, even if you don't grant our petition, Lord, how much more will you do for us? And you're not an unjust God. Hallelujah. You're not an unjust judge. You're not an unjust king, God, but you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. And so how much more will you do for us? You said that you would give us your best, or you won't withhold any good thing from us, because you gave us your best. That when we were in sin, you gave us your son, Jesus. And not only did you give him, but you gave him to be a sacrifice, Lord. It wasn't that he came just to be an example and just to gloat over us, but he came to serve. He came to set free. He came to heal. He came to deliver. And he came to give us life, and that more abundantly. How much will you, oh God, how much more can you do? How much more can you do for us, Lord? And so we surrender to you. We come to you in prayer. Because, God, there's nothing too hard for you. There's things that are weighing on my soul, Lord, that even as we're in our season of breakthrough, Lord, things that are coming against us right now, God, some of it is our own doing, and some of it is not our own doing, Lord, but we put our trust in you. We put our hope in you, Lord. We refuse to become weary and well-doing, Lord, because in due season, breakthrough is coming. That's our reaping, God. When we reap, God, that's our abundance, Lord. When we reap, oh God, that's our overflow. When we reap, oh God, that's our breakthrough. It's going to come if we don't become weary in well-doing. So we must continue to find ourselves steadfast in prayer, God, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it avails much. That means it comes.
continue to magnify you, when we continue to glorify you. Oh, God, it works together for our good. Though we may try, it may be tried in the fire. Though we may go through the storms, and though we may go through the flood, God, those things won't overcome us. They won't burn us. They won't, oh, God, tend against us. God, they won't cause us to die.
But they'll just draw us near to thee. They'll show us your greatness. They'll show us your awesomeness. They'll show us your mightiness. They'll show us how great you are. And so trials come. They don't come to kill us, but trials come to make us stronger. They come to make us believe more on you. They come in our lives, Lord, hallelujah. Trials come, oh God, not to kill us, but as long as we have breath in our lungs, Lord, there's an opportunity for us to get our minds and our hearts focused in on you. And if our hearts and our minds are focused in you, on you, God, then they come just to make us strong, Lord. They come to make us to stand, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Having done all to stand, God, we put on your glory. We put on your God, your whole. We stand, oh God, and we let you fight our battles, God. No weapon, God. It can't prosper. It won't prosper. It shall not prosper. Because the battle is not ours, but the battle belongs to you. And so you know the petitions. You know our heart's desires. You know the needs of everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Our petitions are different, Lord. Our cares are different, but you care for every single one of us. You know what each and every one of us need. You know what each and every one of us long for. You know what each and every one of us desires. God, you know just what we need and more. And so we cast them all over to you right now. Thank you for freeing us for worship, God. Thank you for freeing us for praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for freeing us for prayer, God, today. Oh, God, because when we come before you, you come in and you lift us up. You come in, God, and you breathe life into us. That's your glory. When we don't feel like praying, God, when we just travail and we tarry before you, God, you come in and you lift us up. You come in and you come in like a mighty rushing wind. You come in and you breathe life into us, Lord, when we welcome you into our situations. We welcome you into our hearts. Lord, you come in and you show yourself mighty. You show yourself strong. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Thank you, God, that your glory still fills the temple, Lord. That even though as I came into church, Lord, I saw some stuff that I was not pleased with. But God, we can't allow anything to cause us to be separated from your love. I came with the purpose to pray. I came with the purpose to magnify you. I came with the purpose, oh God, of praying so that prayer will continue to saturate the place. And as I got my mind off of the things that I saw that I was not pleased with, Lord, and began to get my mind on you, you came in and you shift the atmosphere and the anointing of prayer, the anointing of praise, the anointing of worship. God, that is saturated in the four walls of this sanctuary, Lord, began to exude out, Lord, and I was able to feel your glory, and I was able to feel your presence, and I was able to feel your anointing, because when we, God, put our flesh under subjection, and we cast the devil out of our minds, Lord, you come in, and you come in like a mighty rushing wind, Lord. You come in, God, to show yourself mighty. You come in to show yourself strong, and it's not just in the sanctuary, Lord. But we need to have a place of prayer, oh God, set aside for your glory in our homes, even on our jobs, Lord. We got to find a place, set aside a place, oh God, where we can go invoke your presence. We can get our strength renewed. We can get our strength refreshed and revived as we find ourselves waiting on you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And we need renewal, God, because you have given us breakthrough throughout the year. Lord, you've done miraculous things. You've done wonderful things. You've not only blessed us physically, but God, you've blessed us emotionally. Not only emotionally, Lord, but you've blessed us spiritually. Not just spiritually, God, but you've blessed us financially, God. Over and over again, God, you've begun to perform breakthroughs in our lives. But our seasons, God, come
and our seasons go. But we have to come before you in whatsoever state that we find ourselves in, to understand that we should be content, and, Lord, to understand that you are in control. This season of breakthrough is our time of transformation, preparation, God, for you to take us higher and higher in you in our individual lives, in our individual ministries, and in the Praise Center ministry at large. Make us effective. Make us right. Anoint us even now. For what you have in store for us is greater than what we can even imagine or ever think of. Lord, this is not our final destination. This is not our final place. But God, this is the beginning of something great. Oh, God, it's the preparation, God, for greatness that you have in store for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have no doubt, God, that greater is ahead, that we look much better in our future than we look right now. Oh, God, and we look great right now. Oh, God, it's not about numbers, Lord. You took, oh, God, I believe Gideon had 33,000, and you took it all the way down to 300, Lord. It's not about numbers, but it's about your presence. It's not about numbers, but it's about your glory. It's not about numbers, God, but it's about you. If we make God's service just about you, God, you can come in and have your way. You can come in and lift up the standard. God, you can come in like a mighty rushing wind. When we come in and enter into your gates with thanksgiving, to come into your porch with pleasure, we just come in with our mind on you, God. You can come in, oh God, and bless us. Take us higher. Continue to open up doors. Continue to make ways out of no way. Lord, I thank you, because that's what you're doing in our lives, and that's what you're doing in our ministry. God, you're taking us higher. You're granting us victories, opening up doors, making ways out of no way. God, that's what you keep on doing. You keep on doing it over and over again. And so I thank you, because, God, it's not by us. It's not about us. It's all about you. And when we put you first, when we make you the priority, God, then you can move on our behalf, and you can move in our favor. And so thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to pray. But we should always pray. Don't give up. Don't give in. And that's what we're determined to do today, to not give up the fight, Lord, but to continue to cast all of our cares upon you, to continue to trust in the Lord until we die, until you call us home, to continue to trust you and continue to lean not into our own understanding. And so, Lord, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, before we ask you for anything, we ask, God, that you will wash us and make us clean. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord, Isaiah said, oh, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. As the seraphims cried out, holy, holy, holy before you, he recognized his insignificance. He recognized his sinfulness. He recognizes uncleanness, Lord, and as I've begun to pray, Lord, I recognize, Lord, that I need your glory, and I need you to wipe me clean and wash me clean, Lord, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Touch us and purge us in your blood. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. And as we continue to worship you, Lord, our worship and our praise will come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. God, I want your praises to fill our lips all the day long. I want your glory to fill our lips all the day long. I'm determined to bless the Lord of my salvation, the God of my salvation, all the day long. I want your praises to continually be in my mouth. And so bless us, Lord, today. Pour out your spirit upon us today. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and fall afresh on us. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. Rest on us, rest on us, rest on us, Lord. Rain on us, rain on us, rain on us, Lord. Rule over us, Lord. Rule over us and move upon us, Lord. Move upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your power. Move by your might. We surrender all, God. Shape us and mold us, Lord. Make us into the images, Lord, that you have determined for us to be, and that is to be in your image. Make us into the vessels, Lord, that you've made us to be. I want to be an instrument of praise, God, today. Whether it's with the clapping of my hands or the dancing of my feet or with the fruit of my lips, Lord, or the waving of my hand. Whatever it is that I can do to offer unto you praise and adoration, Lord, I do it. I'm determined to do it today so that you might get the glory out of our lives. And so I pray for my pastor. I call on his name right now, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. That you would bless him and keep him, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him as he rises this morning. Grant him strength. Grant him wisdom. Even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Grant him a long life, Lord. Let his latter days be greater than his former days. Bless him in the city. Bless him in the fields. Bless him when he comes. Bless him when he goes. Bless him, Lord. Everything he puts his hands to do, God, bless him right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you might get the glory out of his life. And that as he is my leader, Lord, that your anointing will run down Aaron's beard. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. An anointing that falls all the way down to the hems of his garments, Lord. And as we remain connected to him, Lord, that anointing runs down him. And then I, as a leader of praise center, God, that as that anointing runs down my beard, Lord, and all the way down to my hems, it runs onto those that are connected to us as well here at Praise Center, Lord. Touch my leader, Lord. Continue to give him the wisdom, God, to be able to feed me and to help me. And to shape me and to mold me and to guide me and to direct me, Lord, that you might get the glory out of my life. Bless his family, Mother Thomas, his children, Lord. Bless the ministries, Lord, St. Stephen's and New Community. Bless him, oh God, as he serves the general board and serves our church at large. Bless him and keep him and strengthen him, God. Bind sickness, bind disease. Oh God, bind any ailments. I bind those Arthur boys, as he calls them. God, the bodily afflictions, Lord, to remind us that we are soon to return back unto you. God, thank you for such a great leader, an example of a holy man. And I thank you for allowing him to be in my life. I pray for the pastors of the Virginia First Jurisdiction, for all of the districts, Lord. I can't probably remember them right now, but you know our pastors, our superintendents. Keep us and strengthen us, Lord. Bind us together, God, that we may be one. I pray for the success of our upcoming State AIM Convention, Lord, that it will be a time of spiritual revival, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you will bless our youth conference, Lord, as we try to prepare, God, to give our youth something to be excited about in the ministry. Now, we're not looking to chase after millennials, Lord, but we want to be able to give them the tools to help them to be successful in life and successful in their Christian walk. Anoint us, Lord. Anoint every facilitator. Anoint Pastor Blackwell and Chairlady Wilson, God. Bless them and keep them, Lord, and all that are working with them. God, anoint them. God, bless Superintendent William T. Cole as he puts together the AIM Convention in the package. God, anoint all those that are working with him as well. And give us the boldness to proclaim it, to share it, so that others may come and experience the revival, Lord, that you have destined and waiting for us. Help us to come with a mindset of anticipation, anticipating your great move, anticipating your great power, anticipating your great anointing. And when we come with that expectation, God, that's coming and asking and seeking and knocking, Lord. And when we come with that mindset, Lord, you come in and you grant us our petitions, our requests, our pleas. So come to more and have your way. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, that as we continue to serve in this community, that you will come the more and have your way in our hearts and in our lives and in our ministries, that you will send in the harvest, Lord, because we understand that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Send forth more laborers, Lord. Thank you for the laborers that you've already given us. But send forth more laborers, God, to help us to reap the harvest, Lord, that you have waiting for each and every single one of us. Grow our ministries, Lord. Breathe life into our ministries, Lord. Show us your way, God, your glory in our ministries, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, and Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Lord Andy Cork, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, and I pray for myself. I pray for my brother, Pastor Brian Jones. I pray for my other brother, Lord Samuel Metcalf, Herschel Sennault, brothers in the ministry in this area. I pray for the city of Dunkries, Lord. It's right for our taking, God. Give us the wisdom of how we can take the city, Lord. And we'll do it for your glory. We'll do it for your honor. And we'll do it for your praise. Thank you for our partnerships, Lord, with the Capital Area Food Bank and with Walmart and our new partnership with Target, Lord, that as you bless us with these items, Lord, to be a blessing to this community, God, give us the ability to be able to disperse this stuff as well. We don't want to stack it up and hoard it up and can't do anything with it. But send in somebody who's in need. Have someone that's in need give us a call, Lord, so that we can be a blessing to them physically and spiritually as well. For, Lord, we're not a community service agency. But, Lord, we are a church, and it's all about souls for us. And everything that we do, Lord, be about empowering believers and changing lives. Our pantry, Lord, our computer lounge. May it always be about souls. Not about regards from man, not about accolades from man, Lord, that you might get the glory, that you might get the honor, and that you might get the praise. I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for an awesome body of believers that you've given me charge over to be an example for. And I pray, God, that you help me to be the best example that I can be. I can't do it by my own power. I can't do it by my own might. But Holy Ghost, I need you to lead, guide, and direct me, to give me wisdom on how to lead these, your people. Holy Ghost, come to more and lead, guide, and direct me. I cannot lead these people without you. I can't do it on my own, and I refuse to do it on my own. But Holy Ghost, I surrender to you, and I say yes to your will. Grant me wisdom, Lord. You said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask for it, because you give unto him liberally. God, literally bless me, overflow me with wisdom now to lead these your people, to be an example of holiness, to be an example of righteousness, to reflect the image of you. As I lead Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Brother Aaron McCowan, as I lead Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, and Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, as I lead, God. Oh, God, Sister Paulette King. Oh, God, Brother Lee, Herbert Lee. Oh, God, and oh, God, Sister Angelique Bailey, who's desiring to be a member, Lord. Oh, God, and Sister, God, Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter, those that still remain connected to us until they can find a local ministry in North Carolina. Thank you for those that you've given me charge over. Thank you for those that you've allowed me to touch. Lord, I pray for Sister Wilkerson, Lord. Nyria, I believe it's Wilkerson. Who found us online, Lord, from direction from you. She prays for her son who's in the Marines, our brother Jeremy, Lord. I pray that you would touch her, grant her peace, knowing that you are in control. And then I pray that you allow me an opportunity to be a blessing unto Jeremy, Lord. Give me what to say and what not to say to encourage that young man who is discouraged, oh God, who has lost hope. Thank you, God, that I have an opportunity to communicate with him, and you open up the door for me to be able to communicate with him. Give me what to say, God, to encourage him, to breathe life into him, to let him know that you still love him, to let him know that you still care, to stir up in him the gifts that you've already placed in him. God, give me the wisdom to be an example and a light unto him. And then I pray for all of those that are on our prayer list and all those that you know I need to pray for that I cannot recall at this present time. Thank you for being such an awesome wonder that you know everything that we need and more, that there's nothing hidden from you.
So I place it all in your hands. All in your hands, I give it over to you because I know that you care. And I know that you'll handle and fight our battles. And so, God, I pray that you will bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and the center of your will. Take us to our different destinations safely. But bring us back together again at the appointed place and appointed time. Keep us and strengthen us. Watch over us, our prayer. God, I pray for Superintendent Antoine Powell. I call on the name of Brother Darius, Elder Darius Atkins, Deacon Stephen Law, Evangelist Scott Joyce Willis. I pray for those that intercede and sow into this great ministry. Brother Larry Brown, who joins us often in our early morning prayers. Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, who constantly intercedes on our behalf. Oh, God, Brother Carl Christopher, who sows into this ministry. And Evangelist Lisa Law, who sows into this ministry. Lord, I thank you for our partners, Lord. And, Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. I was holding on because I knew there was somebody I was forgetting about. Thank you, God, for members, God. Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, Lord. Thank you for their prayers. Thank you for their investment in ministry. Thank you for their partnership. God, thank you for their love for this ministry, Lord. I pray you bless them. Last, oh God, but not forgotten. I pray you bless us and keep us this day on my prayers. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, amen and amen.